faith is the sense, the sense, to have enough sense, to sense Him. Shout! You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Oh, shout hallelujah. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise. Now, this is what's hindering your prayers. Some of you are thinking wrong. So your asking is off. Philippians 2 and 5 said, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Now, I want you to listen to me. Who thought it not robbery to be equal with God? My God, I'm losing my mind again. Hey! Woo! I love it. Are you getting this? To him, everybody to him. He's able. He's able, but he's only able according to the power that works in you. Elijah, when he spoke about the rain, he didn't say at God's word, he said at my word. Some of you want to speak to the mountain, but let me tell you something. The Holy Ghost, whatsoever he hear, that shall he speak. The Holy Ghost is the spirit or the sperm of Christ himself. He shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, faith come by hearing by the word of God.
Well, 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 you are listening to Taking Control of Your Life, and I am your host, Roderick Owensby, your financial gatekeeper. I believe that death and life are in the power of the tongue. We're going to be getting a very, very good testimony from my sister in Kansas City in a moment. But I want you all to know this is a perfect time to take a bold step for your future. There's a gentleman by the name of Paul Oberson. He's the president and founder of FHTM, Fortune High Tech Marketing. And I want you to know that he was a school teacher, he was a coach, but he was also a person that believed, he is also a person that believes in a dream, in a vision. You know what? You have dreams, but until you write it down, it's just that, a dream. But once you write it down, it becomes a vision. Write the vision, not the dream. Write the vision and make it plain. FHTM is a company that you could be involved in, helping people manage their health, helping people manage their lives. You can put yourself in a position to becoming a servant. I'll be right back. Get ready. I got Dr. Jerry Brown. He's going to be talking to you, explaining this great business of FHTM. He's going to be explaining and breaking it down and showing you what a fantastic company this is. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Well, listen, the word of God is not only the words that's in the Bible, that's the word of God. But the word of God has to be put in action. Think about that. You can have the word of God, but unless that word is in action, it's laying there like it's dead. So faith without works is dead. And God sends vehicles for us to prosper. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospereth. Aren't you tired of just saying, I believe? Aren't you tired of saying, I have a dream? Well, wake up. Because dreamers are many times asleep. Think about it. But a visionary is one who is, he's alive. He or she is alive. Think about this. Get a vision of yourself. What is your vision of yourself? Who are you? What are your goals in life? You have to have belief, supreme belief in something. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. You need a strong passion to be successful. Come on, people. You have to have a strong passion to be successful. And this passion, when you have a strong passion for any object, it will ensure success. For the desire of the end would point out the means. See, once you have a desire, you are at the beginning of success. And what is success? The success of anything comes through a burning desire, an unadulterated burning desire in your heart. How bad do you believe? How bad do you believe that you can be successful? Think about this. I will go anywhere as long as it is forward. Think about that. Just say to yourself, I will go anywhere as long as it is forward. Ah, but a man's reach should exceed his grasp, or what's a heaven for? Life consists in what a man is thinking all day. Think about that. Your thinking has a lot to do with your success. Believe that life is worth living, and your belief will help create that fact. Think about that for a moment. Being a skeptic is like playing defense. You never get to score. I'm going to say that again. When you are a skeptic, it's like playing defense, being on the defense all the time. You will never get to score. You will never make a point. You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you do not try. Think about that. You may be disappointed if you fail, but you are doomed if you do not try. Jesus said, I came that they might have life. Life. I believe that it is the will of God that money flows like the blood in our bodies. I believe that. See, the key is not money. Because money is just an exchange of thoughts and ideas. Think about that for a moment. Money is an exchange of thoughts and ideas. That's what money is. Stay with me. I'll be right back. Let's get back to Eden. It's time to live on top of the world. I'll be back in a moment.
When God made man, he made a spirit. It was his plan that we live blessed. tempter came. We were distracted. The tempter came. And we fell. We were deemed to live a life that's beautiful. A life that's full. A life that's rich and simple.
Thinking.
Know our design.
Know our design.
And our Father's plan.
And our Father's plan.
Oh, yes, it's time.
Oh, yes, it's time.
We get back to King.
We get back to kingdom.
Now is the time.
Now is the time.
We take our stand.
We take our stand.
We were deemed to live.
Yes, yes, yes. You're listening to Taking Control of Your Life, and I am your host, Roderick Owensby. I believe I have my sister on the air, Evelyn Matthews. How are you?
All right. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my eldest sister. It's such a pleasure to have you on Taking Control of Your Life. How have you been doing?
I've been doing fine.
Wonderful. I believe that you have a testimony. And people, before she gives this testimony, I want every one of you to listen. Faith is what God has given us. He's given unto us a measure of faith. Success comes through faith in God. And you're going to hear a testimony, and Evelyn is going to tell you of a miracle. And I want every one of you to be encouraged by that. Tell me, my sister Evelyn, what happened to you? What can you tell the people? What miracle have you experienced?
Well, Roderick, I experienced plenty of miracles, but on this particular one, I went to a court for my disability. And as we all know, it takes a while to get disability, and my lawyer told me it would take like 60 to 90 days before I hear from him. But this was January the 24th. And so you call me on February, you know, you send me a message on my Facebook on February the 15th, and it said, expect a miracle. It said, sister, expect a miracle any day now. And the next day, the Social Security called me from the payment processing center. And I didn't really know what was going on because it had only been like 2 weeks. So then when I called them, they told me that they was getting ready to send me out a check and that I was approved for the disability. And it took me about 2 more weeks to start getting my payment and my back payment. And all that was done in less than a month. After
you know
I was told that it was going to take 60 to 90 days to get it.
Wait a minute now. I want the people to get this on. And first of all, ladies and gentlemen, I give God the glory.
Amen.
I give God all the glory. And I want everyone to know there's a number you can call in. It's 818-431-8553. I'm going to see if I can hold my sister a while. First of all, you live in Kansas. You're in Kansas.
In Missouri. Kansas
in
City, Missouri.
Kansas City, Missouri. And it's been a little while since I've seen my sister, but we are close in spirit. But I'm going to see you soon. I believe I'm going to come down there and be doing some preaching. You got a note from me February the 15th, and
right.
The note was, I expect a miracle any day.
You said, sister, expect a miracle any day, and this was on the 15th.
Wow.
And then next day, she called, and it was like, and I started telling everybody, Roger just prophesied to me that to expect a miracle, and look what happened, because, you know, it takes a while to get your disability after you go to court.
Yes, it does.
If you don't
get it
right then.
Right.
And, I mean, it happened within less than a month. This was January 24th when I went to court. So by March, they was, you know, I was just getting blessings everywhere.
You know what's amazing? You know what's amazing, Evelyn? And what's amazing is this didn't come by me telling you to give an offering.
No.
Or this didn't come by some hocus pocus. This came by a word that was given to you, and I remember feeling an inspiration from God to speak directly to you. And the next day, you got a miracle. People, you're listening to this again, 818-431-8553. And I want you to call in because I believe before business is relationship. Tell us a little bit more. How did this make you feel when you heard that you were going to be receiving the benefits?
Well, I was praising God, and I was thanking him for the prophet. And I tried to, I don't know what happened, because I was trying to get in touch with you on the Facebook to tell you what had happened, and I never did. And then when you called today, that's when I told you. But you didn't know anything about my disability, anything about me going to the lawyer, nothing.
No, I didn't.
Things started getting kind of scary because stuff was happening so fast. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. But praise God that, you know, that he gave you the word, you gave it to me, and I believed it because I said, he said something, a miracle's going to happen to me, and I had no idea. I didn't even think about the Social Security because they already said 30 to 90 days, so I really didn't think, you know. But
right.
Praise God, the next day, the lady called me and said she was calling. And then the strange thing is, Roderick, when I told my lawyer, she hadn't got any information, and I talked to other people. They said, well, I don't know why the processing center would call you, but the payment processing center called me the next day. And they told me that they don't usually call people.
Really?
So, yeah, they said they don't usually call people. They usually, they just send you a letter. But
wow.
She called me that next day. She called me.
You know what? Stay right there. I believe right now that the waters are stirred for a miracle. Evelyn, there's been many times in conferences and crusades that I remember in one particular meeting, a man was healed of being crippled. This was faith. This has nothing to do with me, but that man got up out of his wheelchair, never walked. No hocus pocus, this man was medically crippled. He walked, his bones were mended, and he was instantly healed because of his faith. Now, there are people listening right now. You're in a position that you need a miracle. Now, first of all, let me help you understand something. I am looking for empty vessels. I'm not looking for people that are whole. I'm not looking for people that know it all. I'm not looking for super religious, holier than thou people. Okay? I'm not looking for spiritual experts. I'm looking for people like my sister, Evelyn, who just heard a word and believed that word, and the very next day she got a miracle. 818-431-8553. Pick up, go ahead and dial that phone number. And I want to hear from you. There's somebody listening to me right now. You are in a position that you need a right now miracle. I mean right now. Evelyn got it the next day. She did. Listen, I believe she will sow seeds because God gave her seeds. But
amen.
It's not my job to make a person sow a seed. It's my job to sow a word. And it's their job to say, I received a miracle, let me sow something carnal into the ministry. We have too many ministries that are pimping God's word. And I'm on a spiritual campaign, not only for the business, for that people will receive God's word. Evelyn, tell me a little bit more. Now, how has this changed your life in your relationship with God?
Well, I mean, my relationship with God was always strong. You know, I depend on him totally, even if, you know.
Yes.
But it's just, I mean, the prophecy, you know, the the prophecy just made it so, you know, made it more real because of the word the day before. You know, it was like, you know, and the thing that was happening was that the time and everything, it was just no way I was going to get it there early.
Wow.
And it just, you know, it just made me give him all, even more praise.
Father, now in Jesus' name, I simply openly confess that this is the Lord's doing, not Roderick's, the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. You know, there's a mantle on my life, even from my father, and I'm not ashamed of it. I thank God that my sister has received a miracle in your life. As a matter of fact, Evelyn, there's a miracle that's going to that is taking place right now, even in your body. Even
Amen.
In
Hallelujah.
Your body. I thank God, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, I thank you that my sister's body, whatever is not right, you are making it right in Jesus' name. Amen. Any other things you want to say, Evelyn?
Well, Roger, I'm just glad to, you know, talk to you. I'm glad to let everybody know the miracle that happened, and miracles do still happen, and God is still in control of everything. Even though they said it takes 60 to 90 days, God said, it's going to take 2 weeks. When I get ready to give it to her, I'll give it to her. So I just thank God for God. I just, you know, praise him and give him all the glory and praise. And thank you, Roger, for letting me, you know, be on your show.
Evelyn, anytime you want to be on, you just call. I'm going to make sure that I put you on. And even though if you're going to hang up, I still want you to listen. I'm going to play a portion of Dr. Jerry Brown. He is the national sales manager for this great company, FHTM. You don't want to miss it. So keep listening. And sister, tell everybody about this. Every night at 11 p.m. Eastern, every night. I love you, sister.
I love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
God bless you. People, listen. This is a powerful, powerful ministry. And I want you to know that only God can give you a next day, next hour, next second, next minute. You don't have to wait forever. Listen, people, you all that go to church, I'm not against tithing. I'm not against offerings. I'm just against auctions. Come on, can I get a 20? Can I get a 30? Can I get a 40? Come on, God's not in it. There is a supernatural way of giving. Listen closely. Give and it shall be given unto you. Listen closely. Number one, good measure. That means when you give, it should be a good measure. And when you hear the word give, you must understand that's a spiritual law. Given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaking together. God got to shake some stuff. And before he shake it, he has to press it down. Are you feeling pressed down? See, most of you think that the negative things that are happening to you is the devil. But I'm going to tell you something. From 32 years of ministry, this is day one for me. Let me tell you something. Most of the stuff that's taking place is not the devil. There is a pressing down that's going on. And when the pressing comes, then the shaking comes. And then after the shaking, glory to God, there's coming a running over. Do you want to be in the running over? Well, I'm going to have Dr. Jerry Brown explain to you this great company, FHTM, Fortune High Tech Marketing. You need to be a part of a company that is helping people with their health, with their life, immune system, and so on and so on. Here he is, the national sales manager for FHTM, Dr. Jerry Brown. And I'll be back in a moment.
Hey, I count it a blessing.
We're not just the spiritual gatekeepers, but we're also the financial gatekeepers for God's people, right? So I thank God for you being a gatekeeper that has the wisdom to see the signs of the times, right? We can see the rain coming. We can see the seasons changing, but sometimes we can't see the things of God. I just thank God for you having an open ear and having a visionary mind to see what God is doing in this last medieval day. So thank you, Apostle. God bless you.
Thank you, Dr. Jerry Brown.
Brief background, I'm from the Bronx, New York. Folks raised up poor, mom, seven kids on welfare, dropped out of high school. And because of my background, they said I'd be least likely to succeed. And my mom died on Mother's Day, my brother's birthday, 4 days after my birth. So all that tragedy, they said we would not succeed, not just economically, but spiritually, educationally, whatever the case may be. But Apostle, two things they had wrong. Number one, they didn't know me nor the God I served. Number two, and so I didn't succeed, I was able to supersede. You have to become a business owner, Apostle. That's the key right now. Teach God, folks, that God gives us power to get wealth. He gives us information, techniques, tools, and the vehicles to get wealth. God is our source. Now, you can't beat God's given. He's our source. You can't beat God's program. But God gives us resources. I'm going to show you a resource tonight. I'm going to show you several resources. You're going to have to choose which one that you would take to create your financial future. Watch this, Apostle.
Yes.
There's an equation. It's called the cash flow quadrant.
Go ahead.
I recommend the book Rich Dad Poor Dad, written by Robert Kiyosaki, one of the most phenomenal financial publishers in the world today. The book Rich Dad Poor Dad. He talks about a cash flow quadrant, several vehicles where money runs through, and how you can tap into wealth. Number one is employee. Right, as an employee, you actually trade time for money. Now, how many of you know you can make money trading time for money, but you only can make the amount of money that the time you put in. So, Apostle, you're limited. See that? And so there's only 8 hours in a day, right? Even if you get two jobs, Apostle, two or three jobs, how many jobs can you work before you pass out? Now, the problem with that is this. It's 99.9% of God's people have been working jobs for 30 and 40 years of their life, and many of them die with less than $1,000 in the bank. Isn't that insane, Apostle?
My goodness. That's insane.
You never get wealthy trading time. It's not designed for that. It was designed, in fact, I won't get into that now, it's in a sense organized slavery. See, back in the olden days when they had slaves, then they had masters and bosses, right? They've changed that today. So now they have everybody cooperate. The whites, the blacks, Hispanics, everybody cooperating together, and now they call it a corporation. But guess what? We don't have masters and bosses. We have managers and supervisors. Right? That's something. And every day, all these folks get up and they leave their slave camp, going to the master. They check in at 7:30 in the morning, and they're chained to a desk for 8 hours. And that's something. They release to go back home and come back the next day. Folks, you never get wealthy trading time for money. So for God's people tonight, I want you to hear me on this, right? You pray for the wisdom of God to give you the vehicle you need to get out of that, what I call slavery, trading time for money. You do what you got to do. Even those of you that are self-employed tonight, you may be a doctor, attorney, a barber, beautician, and you make good money, but the problem with that is you literally trade your life for money because most of those folks, they got to be there to get paid. My dentist, when I go to the dentist, Apostle, she's running crazy. She's at five different chairs at the same time, right? I said, how in the world can she do that, right? But she got to be there to get paid unless she can leverage herself. If she can leverage herself, right, and get the job done without her being there, then they can make money, right? So most times self-employed folks do everything themselves. And the problem with that is on that side of the equation, if you can picture in your mind like a cross, like a tic-tac-toe box, on the top left is employee. On the bottom left is self-employed. They do everything themselves. 95% of Americans are over here working for 5% of the wealth. Isn't that something? On the other hand, on the right side of the quadrant, the right side. Imagine that tic-tac-toe cross there. On the right side, they got something in the upper block called investor. An investor, that's when your money goes to work for you full-time. Apostle, watch this. I tell the folks, if you don't have a system, every morning at 5 o'clock, your alarm clock goes up. You jump out of bed. You run to the bathroom, brush your teeth, right? Run out the house with the toothbrush still in your mouth because you don't have a system. You get in traffic for 2 hours to go work for somebody else. See that? But when you have a system that works for you, when your money works for you, Apostle, what I do at night, this is kind of humorous, but I take my wallet and put it on a nightstand by my bed. In the morning, my alarm clock go off. I reach over and slap my wallet, and I tell my wallet, get up and go get my money. Isn't that so possible?
My God.
So my wallet is able to get up and go make money for me and bring other money back home. It rolls out of bed, so I roll over in bed. So, Apostle, here's the power behind that. I have a system that helped me get to that part of the equation. It's called a B-type system. And that B-type system is a system that works 24/7, even though you don't work. Isn't that amazing? Where you can leverage people. Oh, my God. When you can leverage your time, you can leverage your money and build residual income, that's wealth. Now, somebody may say, but Dr. Brown, I don't have to be wealthy. Yes, you do. It's a sin for you not to be wealthy. What are you talking about? God gave you power to get wealth. He gave you the power to get it, not for yourself, it's to establish his covenant, right?
Yes.
That's a good thing. He didn't want to do good and do it's not a sin. Hey, folks, for you to have the power to get wealth and not go get it, right? Well, why did God give it to you? It's like giving you the power of the Holy Ghost to be a witness unto him and you don't use it. Come on, folks. It's your time to be wealthy to establish God's kingdom. So this system that we talk about is called a V-type system. Apostle, I joined this system. Now, watch this. It's the same system that McDonald's has. The guy that started McDonald's, look at his system, Bishop, Pastor. You'll never see him in McDonald's while flipping burgers, but he get paid. He gets 17-year-old kids to work. You don't have to pay him. You pay him minimum wage with no benefits. He get elderly people, right? Same thing, minimum wage, no benefits, right? And they flip burgers, and this person makes millions of dollars for that system that's all over the world. Isn't that something?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So this tonight, what? Yeah, what if you didn't have the money to buy no franchise like a McDonald's or a big company? You can join a network marketing. Now, network marketing is God's economy, right? It's just like Jesus got 12 disciples, they got 120, they got 3,000 apostles, that got you, that got me, and they're still working. We still begotten today. Isn't that amazing, Bishop? It's called word-of-mouth advertising, right?
Yes.
So what if you can duplicate yourself like Jesus multiplied himself through the disciples and through us, right, in the world. And you did that through economic word of mouth. Possibly you can empower your church, your community, yourself, and have something for your kids. Because watch this. The company's called FHTM. That stands for Fortune High Tech Marketing. FHTM, Fortune High Tech Marketing. It's a 100% debt-free company, Apostle. 100% debt-free company.
Wow.
The company was started back in January 2001. That means two things. That means it's been around long enough and it's strong enough to pay you, but it's also young enough that you haven't missed a wave. Is that a great deal for those listening tonight? It was started by a young man by the name of Paul Orbison. Paul Orbison was a high school teacher, Apostle, back in 1990. This guy was making $36,000 a year, and his father was a pastor. Isn't that amazing? Ironic. And the school teacher, he knew, he was paying tithes, he was being faithful, but he knew that wouldn't take care of his family, just making $39,000 a year, because he had kids had to go to college, right? And it just wouldn't work for him. So he decided to do something different. He joined a network marketing company. Listen closely, folks. Everything was made by him and for him. Network marketing was made by God and for God. The computer was made by God and for God. The wisdom came from God, folks. Even though some folks may misuse it, right, it's still made by God. The earth was made by God and for God. And that's something, even though some folks may misuse it. So for those that may hear this and found, network marketing sounds like a pyramid scheme. No, it's not a pyramid scheme. A job is a pyramid scheme. They have a CEO on top, a president who's his brother-in-law, a vice president who's his cousin, a whole bunch of managers, a whole bunch of employees on the bottom. And that pyramid scheme there, the employees make all the money. The managers watch over the employees. The vice president watch the manager. The president counts the money, and the CEO spend all the money. And the folks on the bottom being downsized, right-sized, and chair-rised, and they're like we are right now, without a job. Isn't that amazing? So this is something that God has blessed us with called network marketing. Watch this. This guy was a teacher making $36,000 a year. Apostle. He joined a network marketing company. He ended up making $1.2 million every 30 days. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Wow. And he paid tithes to somebody's church. Isn't that something? So what I'm talking about, folks, is not replacing God's tithes or offerings. I'm talking about increasing them. It's about increase. and it's your time to do that, regardless of your background. Watch this, Apostle. There's a lot of credibility right now. Network marketing, there's 15 million network marketers in the United States. There's over 65 million worldwide. They produce over $200 billion in sales. And that's something, it's a new economy. It's the fairest economy in the world because it gives a person like me from the Bronx, raised up poor, an opportunity to do great things for God. And that's something economically. So watch this, Apostle. They write books about this guy, Paul. They write books about me. They call me the soldier of fortune. I'm in four times. Listen closely. I'm a brother from the Bronx. I'm 20 years retired military now. I have two PhDs, right? And Apostle, I'm in full-time ministry, right? But the key is this. It don't take all that to understand this. If you work for somebody else, you'll never get wealthy. You need a vehicle to give you what I call economic empowerment in education. Watch this. Imagine this, Apostle. Me as a brother, you as an apostle, a spiritual gatekeeper for God's people, financial gatekeeper. What if I told you that you could now tap into all these industries? There's already money is moving through the industry already. It's moving through. But you could put a tap on that pipeline and take all the money that's moving through the community and bring some of it from their house back to your house. That makes sense?
Yes.
Wow. What if I told you you can market for all the cell phone companies? And I'm talking about a home-based business. Just like the people brought out of Egypt, they didn't have to know all the information. They had to be obedient, and they had to follow leadership. In this business, we're going to teach you how to do this. Watch this. Imagine you having a website. Anybody can buy a cell phone on your website. Just like going to the AT&T, the T-Mobile store, they go to your website, they buy a cell phone, they FedEx the phone to their house. They activate that phone, and you get paid every time they pay the phone bill. Wouldn't that be something? Wow, that's that system I told you about. What if you got paid for your own cell phone? And what if you also market this satellite TV? And they can actually buy this satellite TV on your website, and now you get paid every time they pay the television bill. Wow. What if you marketed home phone service? When they can get their home phone for just $29 a month through that voice over IP, and every time they pay the bill, you get paid. What if you marketed for all these companies like internet service, all the high-speed internet companies through digital landing, right? Companies like Comcast, Charter, Verizon, Earthlink, and they can buy these services and you get paid every time they pay the bill. Apostle, I call that economic empowerment, taking the money back from Wall Street and bringing it back to Y'all Street. Isn't that something? So guess what? All these companies, home security companies, you can market home security. You can market health nutrition. Now, folks, think about this now. We preached it, and I thank God for the young lady you had on before I came on, and she was talking about FHTM. Imagine this, young lady. Imagine FHTM also giving you access to a health nutritional company. That's a multi-trillion-dollar industry. And, Apostle, we preach that word, I wish above all things, brother, that may have prospered and be in health as your soul prosper. Watch this. Here's a company called True Essentials. And with this company, you can literally transform your physical health while you create your supernatural wealth. Watch this. Imagine, Bishop, Apostle, I used to jump out of helicopters in the military. I retired. And he would talk about doing knee surgery on my knees. But instead of getting knee surgery, I started taking this stuff on my website called Bone and Joint Health. It's all natural. Has HA, hyaluronic acid. This stuff took away the pain. It replenished the cushion between the joints. I run, jump, play ball, no knee surgery whatsoever. I got a little bit of game, too, Apostle.
I believe you.
I market this stuff called immune support for your immune system. Did you know that everything you drink, the water you drink, the air you breathe, the food you eat, is all bad for you now? That's right. So you need something to help your body do what God made for it to do, to reproduce and take care of itself naturally. This immune support, it actually helps raise the pH level in your body. Lord, have mercy. So your body becomes an alkaline body. An alkaline body is a healthy body. Acidic is unhealthy. So watch this. Cardio health. Something called CoQ10. Go study that. Coenzyme 10, Apostle. It's an ingredient that every cell in your body has coenzyme 10, CoQ10 in it, right? It actually builds your heart wall from the inside out, builds your cells from the inside out. You can buy it on your website. Weight management. There's been folks on my team have lost from 22 to 135 pounds and keeping this stuff off. Watch this. There are folks I met with diabetic, and their doctor gave them medicine. They're no longer diabetic because they're taking their proper nutrition. Right? I'm not saying this stuff treat, cure, and mitigate anything, but I'm saying proper nutrition is great for great health. They have something, Apostle, called the Men's and Women's Pack. Can you imagine this? One little package a day has enzymes to break all your food down, antioxidants to clean you out, fiber for your body, some for the men's prostate, Come on, brothers, take care of yourself. Something for the men and women, for your hair, your nails, your skin. I even tell some folks, it got something in it to keep the honey in the moon, make you be fruitful and multiply. It's in the package. Isn't that something? I said it, y'all. Come on. Watch this. Even cleansers, colon cleanser, liver cleanser, bowel cleanser, blood cleanser, antifungal cleanser. Can you imagine lung cleanser, parasite cleanser, even blood pressure regulator? All this on your one website, and the good news is this, for those listening, imagine having a company you can tap into, take care of your own health, Apostle. You can have a health seminar for your church, right, and empower your whole church for their physical health. Isn't that something? Wow.
That's powerful.
And for those that say, well, Brown, I like that idea of having that, but I don't want to buy all this stuff and stock it in my garage. I have good news for you, right? Here's a blessing that make it rich and add no sorrow in that sense, right? Because you don't have to buy a whole bunch of pills, potions, buckets of lotions. There's no juice, no goose, no chocolate mousse, no turtles, no girdles. And you don't jump over hurdles trying to pack this stuff in your garage, right? It's on the website. So, folks, talk about witty inventions for such a time as this. I thank God I have no inventory, no stuff, but I have access to all the stuff. And isn't that something, right? It's one of those things that all good and perfect things come from above. Watch this. Organic beauty products on your website. So those listening tonight, can you imagine marketing organic beauty products? Imagine marketing even organic pet supplements. Now, many of you can't see all this, but just imagine all these companies I'm mentioning, you get to market these products. That means somebody can buy this from you and you get paid for it. Even a music company, Apostle, where you can download free music, get free albums, where you can teach your kids how to play the guitar, the drums, the keyboard, the bass, and you get paid for it because you market for the company. You market even something called amusement pack. Listen closely, folks. You talk about a down economy, right? Watch this. Imagine being able to save money and make money. They have this thing called amusement pack. And for those that actually see the presentation one day, you'll picture this thing called amusement pack, where they can buy this one from you, and it costs $24 a month. It's a discount card. It gives them one free companion airline ticket every month. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. One free companion air. Buy one, get one free. Save $24. Covers the whole package. You also get to eat out for free for $25 every month. Unlimited movie theater tickets for $6.50 each, no matter how many times you go. Up to 50% off theme parks, sporting events, concerts, golf, all that, and you get paid for it. Can you imagine that? Imagine having a pro golf tour. They can play golf and buy the tickets through you, and you make money for that also. There's even roadside assistance like Allstate and AAA, but you can have it your way. Now, lastly, you can shop on a mall. And on this mall on your website, it's almost every store in America. Can you imagine eating out at over 15,000 restaurants? Apostle, watch this. Imagine clicking on the restaurant site on your site through FHTM, and you can buy a $2 restaurant certificate. Print that certificate out, take it to a restaurant, and give it to the waitress, and they sign off on it, and you eat $25 worth of food for $2. Isn't that amazing?
Powerful.
Folks,
you're going
to hear me tonight. Pastors out there, listen, imagine if your church, imagine 100 people bought $2 coupons, all went to eat on Sunday morning for $25 each. That's 100 times $23. You saved over $2,300. You saved that Sunday. They might put it back in the offering. Lord, have mercy. Can you imagine? Whenever they eat out, though, they still pay you for using the site. Anything you do on this website, you get paid for it. You can shop at stores like Home Depot, Macy's, Walmart, Toys R Us, Kids R Us, Babies R Us, You R Us, We R Us. You can shop till you drop, and you get paid. You can even buy a boat from Bass Pro Shop, and you get paid for it. You save up to 60%, but you earn up to 30%. Listen closely, Apostle. You can actually put your church, your school, your nonprofit on this site for free, and anybody that shops, they can donate money back to your church, school, nonprofit. Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Now, many of you can't picture, you probably can't see all this, but I want you to see this. The question to you is this. Do you have a cell phone? Do you have a home phone? Do you have a television at home? Do you have internet service? Do you eat out? Do you shop? Do you travel? Do you book flights, hotels, rental cars, cruises? If you say yes to all that, I didn't say this. Do you get paid to do that? If you say no, I tell you this. You've been saying the wealth of the unjust laid up for the just, and God give you power to get wealth, and you should prosper and be in good health for a long time. But now you are able to tap into all this money and take that wealth that's on layaway off layaway. Lord, have mercy. It's your time now to be blessed. And, folks, can you imagine this? It's a business opportunity. And all you do is become a word-of-mouth middleman. Instead of paying the store like they used to, they're going to pay you to advertise for all those companies. It's called word-of-mouth advertising. And the good news is this. The commercials still go on. But folks are not changing their hands because of Mike and Eaton Ballpark, Franks and Wheaties anymore, right? Word-of-mouth advertising, it came from the Lord, folks, is the best means of advertising in the world. And everyone that joined the business, you get your own website. Your website is international. It covers United States, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the United Kingdom. Watch this, folks. Anybody that buys a cell phone, a home phone, a TV, internet, upgrade their cell phones, buy vitamins on your website, whatever they do, they're going to pay you up to 25%. And, folks, here's the best news. It's a business that you can get for all these marketing for all these name brand companies, and it only your investment is just $99.99. Isn't that amazing? Wow. So, Apostle, I tell folks this, right? Talk about opening the door. God opened the door for us because in many cases, we couldn't buy a franchise for a half a million or $2 million. But now you can own a home-based business. And the home-based business is booming right now. It's booming because, think about this, right? It's word-of-mouth advertisement, right? No educational experience needed, right? People are looking to work for themselves, right? So you're in a perfect position now to get in front of the home-based business boom. Isn't that something? God has given you the wisdom now to be in front of this thing. So imagine this. Start a business for $99.99, right? Go out and get you a website, right? Your website is $24.99. We'll tell you more about that when we do the personal presentation. But can you imagine starting a business for $99 and having a website for $24, and now you can operate in four countries? Lord, have mercy. And you get a $10.99, and it's a willable business for your kids. And they're going to pay you up to 25% of everybody's bills, folks. It's amazing. And all you do in a nutshell, if you can imagine this, you get paid for everything you do now, for your cell phone, your home phone, your TV, your internet, and everything you do. But now, watch this. Anybody that buys, like my grandma, one grandma, she upgraded her cell phone, she did a home phone, she bought a dish satellite TV, she did a home security and her vitamins. So my one grandma is five of my customers. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Now I get paid for everything grandma do. So I tell her, granny, get your yo-yo, right? Because wire it up tight because your grandson getting paid tonight. Isn't that something? So now my grandma is talking on the same cell phone, the same home phone, watching the same TV, taking the same vitamins, and secure, and I get paid. Isn't that amazing, Apostle?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Oh, have mercy. So now, since I did that for myself, and I'm getting paid up for 25% of all of our bills, all my customer bills, I'm getting paid to book my flights, hotels, rental cars. I get paid to eat out. I get paid to travel and do everything I do. Now, my income goes up. My tithes goes up. My offering goes up. The church is blessed. My family is blessed. My community is blessed. I'm just one person. What if I go tell somebody else, though? They're going to pay you to do that. You're going to tell your friend Steve. You're going to tell Lisa. You're going to tell Scott. They said, what did I do? You said, get on board like I did, get a website, and go get a handful of customers. Now, Steve, Lisa, and Scott, they're marketing for all the same companies. Isn't that something? You get a percentage of all their customers' bills, and as they build their teams, I want you to try to picture this in your mind. Picture Jesus getting 12 disciples, right? And those 12 going out in the upper end, developed to 120. And imagine on Pentecost, they shared that word, and 3,000 signed up. Wouldn't that be something? So, Apostle, watch this.
Yes.
In your mind, picture yourself getting a handful of customers. That means somebody that uses a cell phone, home phone, TV, internet, they do it on your website. They become your customers. Now picture yourself going out and getting three business partners that you just told about this business. Just three. And picture those three going out and getting three. That's nine new people. Picture nine people going out and getting three. Word of mouth advertisement. Picture that 27 going to get three. That's 81. 243, 729. In a perfect world, end up with over 6,000 people on your eighth level. How many did you go get? Three. But because, just like Walmart and McDonald's, you duplicated yourself, you have all of those folks that's marketing all these services, so instead of paying Michael Jordan and Tweetbird, they're going to pay you. But they're going to pay you from the first to the seventh generation, up to 2% of everybody's bills. On your eighth level, they're going to pay you up to 10%. I'm going to say 5%. If you only had 6,000-something people on your eighth level, how did you go get three? But it came out to that many. If everybody had 10 services, that means somebody bought a home phone, cell phone, TV, internet. If the average bill you paid right now was $25, your 5% would be over $82,000 a month. Now, even if you can't see this with your natural eye, see it with your vision eye, right? You've built a team of people that's marketing for these companies. It's all through word of mouth, and they're paying you instead of paying the commercial. Lord, have mercy.
My God.
Apostle, at 10% you make $8,000 a month. At 1% you make $800 a month. Listen closely, folks. Imagine this. If you fail 99% of the time doing this business, you still can make $800-something a month. How many individuals are in your churches that work a job for 40 years and retire and get on Social Security and still get less than $800 a month? Isn't that insane? That's not God's plan for your life. God planned for you to be like Abraham. He wasn't rich. He was very rich. So watch this, folks. You come on board. Apostle, there's an equation here. Let us help you recruit 12 people on your team, like 12 disciples. You get three, help them get three. 3 and 9 is 12. You promote yourself to the bonus level. Now imagine this, folks. Imagine everybody you show the business to now that joins your team as a partner, they're going to pay you $100 for everybody that joined your team. But guess what? Everybody that they go get, right, Philip go get James go get Philip, they're still going to pay you $100 for everybody else that joined the team, whether you know them or not. $100, $100, $100. Picture in your mind it rained down $100 bills to unlimited levels. And again, for sake of this call, imagine you go out and get three, they're paying you $100, $100, $100, $100 to unlimited levels. And you can even get to the point where they pay you $200 per person to unlimited levels. Well, folks, they're going to pay you from $100 up to $380 per person that joined your team. Isn't that amazing? And in the company, you can actually win 3 all-expense-paid vacations, and you can actually get a brand-new free Lexus. Isn't that amazing? Wow. And at one point, you get to the top of the company, you can share the revenue of the whole company. I know many of you can't see the screen, but guess what? Picture in your mind a brand-new free Lexus. Now picture yourself driving. And the good news is, I just finished my whole presentation. I got 2 Lexus from the company, but I didn't have to go buy a whole bunch of stuff. No inventory. There's no collections, no delivery, no boss, no set hours, no telemarketing. But then there's no limits to your growth. You can grow this business as strong as you want to grow it. And the question I have to you on this call tonight is this. For more time, more money, and more freedom, can you gather a few customers for those name brand companies? You know anybody want to make some extra money? If you can say yes to that, I say get started tonight, folks. Get on board for $99.99. Go out there and get a website, and then let us help you get your 5 customers, or you can even buy a discount pack for $99 more. That's a monthly for the vitamins, the beauty products, and the website is free with that. Apostle, for sake of this presentation, the company's about to go to $3 to $5 billion, folks. Now think about this. In its simplest form, you now have a vehicle that's unlike a job, unlike being self-employed. You have a B-type business system that God has put before you. It's just a resource. But guess what? He's put folks like Joseph in place to show you how to get through the famine. Isn't that something? Wow. It's a business opportunity called FHTM, Fortune High Tech Marketing. And from Dr. Jerry Brown, that's Faith, Hope, and Total Ministry. Apostle, that completes my portion of the presentation. We serve a mighty good God. Is it just like God, the worst economic time in the world, to have folks like us, Apostle, in position to lead his folks? I love it. Just how good God is. So
yes,
for those who are
good.
Listening tonight again, if you want to get call in, get position, it's simply economic empowerment. Pastors, imagine this. There's a program, Apostle, that Lord put in my heart. It's called a pastor's retirement, a member's empowerment. In the stewardship enforcement. I say this in the positive tone. I'm not talking about prosperity in the poor, poverty in the pews. I'm talking about prosperity throughout the whole church, right? So, Apostle, imagine being able to position our pastor, position them. I call it a pastor's retirement. Move them out the way in the business. Put them in the business, move them out the way, right? We go,
yeah.
And give me 12 disciples in your church. I'll take those 12 disciples. I call that the members' empowerment. I will empower them, work with them, help them become regional sales managers. Now, they can bring tens of thousands of dollars back to their own family. But then watch this. The last part is called stewardship enforcement. Now, the money they're bringing back into their own website, they have their own website. They can shop, eat out, travel. People can shop, eat out, travel, and do all this on their website, buy home phones, cell phones. So now they brought money back to the community. They brought money back to the church. They brought money back to themselves. And ultimately, Pastor, you get the overflow. Isn't that amazing?
Listen, I know that, you know, many people have asked me, about this business. Thank you, Dr. Jerry Brown. Many people have asked me about this business, they said, Roderick, I want to know more. Well, there you have it. This is a great opportunity. If you want to see the website, I'm going to give you mine. You can go to it and see that through your investment in this company, you'll see what a great opportunity it is. www.fhtmus.com/RODRICKOWENSBY www.fhtmus.com/Roderick Owensby. I am your host of Taking Control of Your Life. As I do at every ending of this particular show, I want to invite anyone who is now ready to accept a new life in Christ. Because after talking about the business, if I don't do this, then everything that I'm doing is in vain. I want you to prosper spiritually, be in good health, physically, even as your soul prospers. That's emotionally. You can talk to me if you call 317-400-3693. I'll be glad to talk to you about this business. Open your hearts and receive.
Yes, you have been through many issues, but God has not forgotten you. Right now, if you know that this is your time, this is your season to be arrested by the glory of God. If you believe that this is the acceptable year of the Lord, if you are now ready to accept what's been freely given to you, Jesus died and gave his life for you, and he rose again for you, and all of us are now ready to take the next step into a place that we've never been. A place of obedience, a place of total surrender. Are you ready right now to say, I'm tired of living the way that I've been living? I'm tired of faking it, whether you're in church or out of church. Are you ready to say, I'm ready? If you are, raise your hand right now where you are. And say, Lord, I am a sinner. And I do now repent of my sins. I need you right now to come in my life. Change me and make me whole. I confess the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I now accept his forgiveness. He's forgiven me before I even forgave myself. Come in right now. Yahushua, mighty God. The I am that I am, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I now accept the conviction of the Holy Spirit, and I am saved.
Thank you, thank you. Remember this. You can call me at any time. If you want to know more about this business, I need to talk to you. 317-400-3693. Remember this. It's time to take control of your life.
We were distracted. The tempter.